CNL TV's afternoon edition presented by Manka. And first, the main points. Health experts have condemned the exaggerated use of chemicals to preserve food items. Now, the news bulletin. CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. Yaounde is playing host to experts from the Central African sub-region who are discussing on policy measures to guarantee that only cleaner and safer used vehicles will now be imported into the sub-region. The Secretary General in the Ministry of Transport, Vemani Sombo Amba, opened the two-day workshop organized by the United Nations Environment Programme. Participants attending the seminar are drawn from the Central African Republic, Chad, Gabon, Congo, Sao Tome and Principe, Equatorial Guinea, and host Cameroon. An internship course to train some 32 volunteers in mission volunteering and civic behaviors will kick off tomorrow in Yaounde at the behest of the Director General of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development, Mr. Taosi. The internship program for volunteers of the National Civic Service for Participation in Development is mobilized as part of the skills development systems for the 2022 financial year. Several houses and shops have been consumed by fire in the Fulan neighborhood in the nation's capital, Yaounde, following a fuel tanker that exploded yesterday. No life was lost during the incident, but enormous material damage was recorded. Thanks to the intervention of the firefighter brigade, the flame was brought under control. Centre Regional Governor Naseri Paul Beya was on site to get primary information on the cause of the fire, assess damage caused, and comfort those affected. Health experts have condemned the use of chemicals in preserving food items, saying it can lead to serious health complications and environmental hazards. This follows the death of three children recently in Yaounde after consuming food supposed to have been preserved with these chemicals. Going by statistics from the World Health Organization, about 2,000 people have died yearly from pesticides poisoning, with a majority in developing countries. And this notice, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education hereby informs the public that in his capacity as personal representative of the President of the Republic, he shall preside over the ceremony to hand over the flag to Team Cameroon, which will be taking part in the Paris 2024 Olympic Games this Tuesday, 9th of July, 2024, as from 3 p.m., which is going on now at the headquarters of the Cameroon National Olympic and Sports Committee. And this notice has been signed by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Mwele Kombi. And we take you out of Cameroon, where the security situation in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo continues to deteriorate, reaching alarming levels of violence, pushing the displacements of civilians. This is the content of a message from the head of the UN Stabilization Mission in DR Congo on Monday, updating the Security Council on her mandated activities. Bintou Keita expressed deep concern to the humanitarian catastrophe in that country that has displaced more than 7 million people. The Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship kicks off tomorrow with delegations from six SEMA countries expected to arrive at the nation's capital, Yaounde, today. Cadet, junior and senior karatekas from seven countries will compete in the tournament that will run from the 10th to the 15th of this month at the Mfandina Gymnasium. The president of the Cameroon Karate Federation, Master Bertin Ndongmo, in an interview granted to CRTV, says Cameroon is ready to host the event. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
The population of Ifulan in the Yaounde 3 subdivision has appealed for the reinforcement of preventive measures in the transportation of petroleum products. They were speaking one day after the explosion of a fuel tanker in the locality that caused material damage. Maimuna Njoya of CRTV Center completes that story.
The ravaging fire outbreak in Ifulan, south of Yaounde, plunged many in the February 14, 1998 accident in Sam, which claimed more than 200 lives. But fortunately, this time around, no human losses were recorded after the incident, which, according to sources, was induced by a truck driver who tumbled and led to the explosion of a fuel tanker. Firefighters quickly came over, but the fire instantly ravaged more than five houses as well as nearby shops. The governor of the Central Region, Naseri Paul Beya, expressed compassion to victims and assessed the material damages. The population of Ifulan is now calling on the powers that be to reinforce preventive measures as regards the transportation of petroleum products and better equip rescue services around the Ifulan neighborhood. Maimuna Njoya, CRTV Center.
And we stay in the center region, where three children from the same family have died in Zili, a locality in Nawai village on the outskirts of Yaounde, after findings revealed that they consumed infected food. The situation has left the family in shock and disbelief. Carrying to some completes that story.
A sad grandmother of the three deceased children, Berber Angeline Puskodena, narrates that the entire family, including the children, ate corn fufu the previous day, and on Thursday, July 4, they got up to prepare the same meal. She laments that without any adult supervision, the children added overdue corn flour to the mixture.
I heard one of the children who is now dead shout from the kitchen that, grandmother, the fufu is very watery. I did not know they had taken one flour from a part of the house and used. They finished eating, ate and went off to play football in the neighborhood. After that, they came back, started complaining that their knees, they cannot walk. One of my sons carried them to a clinic in Hawaii. In less than 30 minutes, we lost three children.
Three other children, who reportedly ate a smaller quantity of the said food, were transported to a hospital in Yaounde, where they have recovered and are back home. 5 days after the unfortunate incident, the family is still in shock. The mother of the deceased children, 26-year-old Emily, was not able to offer a word to the press. Her late sons, notably Koe Kazima, Kodena Dieudonne and Bega Jean, are in the mortuary in Ekunu, awaiting burial. Karin Tosam, CRTV News, Center.
Statistics from the World Health Organization indicate that about 2,000 people die each year from pesticides poisoning, with the majority of them from developing countries like Cameroon. Health experts say the abusive use of chemicals in the preservation of food items can cause both long-term health problems and environmental hazards. Here is Dr. Terence Ngwana highlighting the dangers of the abusive use of chemicals in food items to human health and the environment, an excerpt selected for us by Kelly Ebe.
Farmers may present with skin irritations as well as long-term health issues such as cancer, usually throat cancer and respiratory system cancer, and reproductive problems. Consumers of these farm products are also at risk of ingesting residuals of these chemicals, which can lead to similar health concerns. The second way these chemicals can affect us is by indirect exposure through contaminated water sources, the soil, and food supplies. Pregnant women, children, and elderly persons are more prone to the adverse effects of these indirect chemical exposure, partly due to their lower ability to combat stress. Chemical runoffs can contaminate water bodies, disrupt the ecosystem, and harm biodiversity.
Dr. Terence Ngwana talking to the CRTV. Elsewhere, some farmers in Biwangbulu subdivision, South Region, have received improved seeds, farm equipment and basic amenities from the local development synergy, dubbed Sindivap. The donation handed in the presence of the Assistant Divisional Officer for Biwangbulu, Eric Mbida, is expected to improve on the livelihood of the population, whose principal activity is farming. Silas Quine tells us more.
One of the challenges faced by the population of Biwombulu is a lack of resources and tools to work on village farms and plantations. In keeping with the government's objective, promoting import substitution, this generous donation of sons and daughters of the area is timely and welcome, as Philemon Sedan Sengu, representative of the village chief of Ngon, boast. We are filled with joy. It is a big surprise for us. The gesture from the development synergy of Biwombulu, Sidiva, is tailored to empower families. Billy Endameyo is its coordinator. We came to provide support to farmers, to support the vulnerable populations in improving their living conditions. Mindful of the role that agriculture plays in the local economy, the assistant deal of Biwombulu, Eric Mbida, commended them for this initiative. I am particularly satisfied because they are sons of the land. The thought of their native land, their brothers, sisters and parents, and brought them input and agricultural equipment to facilitate their work. The events also served as a forum for creative exchange of ideas on how to move their constituency forward. Silas Kwai, CRTV News.
Small business owners in the formal and informal sectors alongside agribusiness and potential business owners in the Far North region have been equipped with skills on developing business plans to help steer their businesses. The training, according to the Far North Regional Delegate of the Cameroon Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Crafts, is to contribute to spur economic growth in the region. Sylvester Tinkin reports from Arua.
According to experts, a good number of businesses in the Far North region face serious challenges like lack of managerial skills and knowledge, which affects their growth and sustainability. The Marwa workshop, organized by the Far North Regional Delegation of the Cameroon Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Craft, centered on equipping stakeholders with skills needed to boost their performance and resilience. Lamiyu Hamisiyu, Secretary General of CCMA for the Far North.
It was important to educate them on the objective of the institution and drill them on the importance of a business plan in achieving their goals to network with other businesses and professionals in their community for fruitful businesses.
The participants were also enlightened on the different sectors where they can source for funds to promote their businesses.
Abubakar Dalil, we're supposed to prepare our project. How we can manage the time of our production, increase the human resource of our work. We achieve a lot of skills, so we just apply it.
The regional delegate of CCMA for the Far North, Hamidou Sadou, equally enjoined the participants to use the practical business planning workshop as a milestone in delivering profitable change in their sectors. Marwa, Sylvester Atemkeng, CRTV.
Policy measures to ensure that only vehicles that meet minimum safety and environmental standards are imported into the Central African sub-region are being discussed in a workshop that opened today in Yaoundé, organized by the United Nations Environment Programme. The event was opened by the Secretary General in the Ministry of Transport, Mvemani Sombo Amba. Gu Henley tells us more.
Statistics from the United Nations Environment Programme indicate that Cameroon imported more than 250,000 used vehicles between the years 2015 and 2022. Africa relies mainly on import of used vehicles to meet its increasing mobility needs due to limited vehicle manufacturing capacity. Experts say used vehicles are not only a leading contributor of air pollution in many African cities, but also a major contributor to road accidents and fatalities. The Safer and Cleaner Used Vehicle for Africa program, that is multi-donor funded, aims at engaging key stakeholders on the need for regulation and incentives to promote import of safer and cleaner vehicles. Walter Nisla of the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe says the same exercise has been carried out in other parts of the continent.
We have similar activities in the other sub-regions of Africa, where already the first step towards regulatory framework for safer and cleaner vehicles for Africa were established, and they are now in the implementing phase.
The Secretary General in the Ministry of Transport, Vemani Sombo Amba, calls on the participants to respect minimum criteria for importation of cleaner and safer vehicles in the Central Africa sub-region.
Washing our hands regularly, will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. A report of the study of the cost of hunger in Africa and the significance in improving nutrition in Cameroon will soon be published. The announcement was made during an audience granted the county director of the World Food Programme in Cameroon, Wanja Kairia, by the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, today in Yaoundé. The report on the review will also propose strategies to improve food security that could be adopted as a policy by the government. Wanja Kairia spoke to CRTV's colleague Jani after the audience, and she highlighted some of the issues deliberated upon during the exchange.
Today, we are very honored to come and meet with His Excellency, the Minister of Minapat. The discussion centered on my term in Cameroon, having been here for 4 years, all the collaboration that we have had with the ministry, but also centered around a recent study that we have been undertaking with the minister's team that we refer to as the Cost of Hunger in Africa study. We were just discussing finalization of the report and its significance in improving malnutrition in the country, in policy formulation around improving the vision and the contents of the SND 30 that is now being discussed and reviewed.
The country director of the World Food Programme in Cameroon, Wanja Kairia, talking to the CRTV. An association of members of the elite from Gumba, based in the United States of America, has donated medical equipment to 17 health centers in the Mezam division of the Northwest region. The supplies, worth over 350 million CFA francs, were handed over to the officials in a ceremony chaired by Northwest Governor Adolphe Lele-Lafric. Veronica Aju.
The members of the Ngemba community, with residents in Georgia, USA, through their president, Barrister Akufo Aneneba, say they want to improve the healthcare delivery in some localities of Mezam Division.
This initiative was conceived to make sure that the quality of healthcare delivery that you people aspire and can attain is met.
The equipment, worth millions of francs, are made up of an incubator, a centrifuge, and a lot more, which the regional delegate for public health in the Northwest, Dr. Kingsley Chieso, say are timely.
We can note the presence of an incubator, for example, that has been sent to Mankon District Hospital, but we also have a surgical table, Tunkwen District Hospital, equipment that are going to be used in infection prevention and control within our health facilities.
Proceedings were chaired by Northwest Governor Adolphe Lele-Lafric, who implored the officials to use these equipment for the benefit of the populace.
I'm therefore asking the medical personnel to make good use of those equipment and destine them to the beneficiaries.
The ceremony in Bamenda was colored by a performance of the Forest Children. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
A skill-building program for youth aimed at equipping them with essential tools to promote a sense of community building is ongoing in Yaoundé. The program, to run for 1 month, has brought together young people between the ages of 5 and 35 to participate in various activities such as dancing and native language classes. Apongse Ate tells us more.
The Multifunctional Youth Promotion Center in Yaoundé, in collaboration with the ministry, has initiated a month-long food program designed to empower and keep busy young people between the age of 5 to 35. The program offers a range of activities aimed at equipping participants with a variety of skills through sports, cultural and social educational activities. The head of orientation and information sector, Ngale Ani, says the program is vital for the holistic development of the youth.
At the same time that we are giving activities to the youth, we are making sure that they receive some knowledge on civic and patriotic behavior. Because in this period, people are not able to manage this period the right way.
Several young people participating in the program have shared their enthusiasm for the activities offered.
I am here to learn English. Today, we are learning punctuations.
The initiative is expected to attract a significant number of young people from the region to offer them a platform to develop new skills, build friendships, and celebrate their cultural identity, especially during these holiday periods.
Aponse Ate reporting. On to sports, athletes to take part in the Zone 4 Karate Championship will begin arriving in Yaoundé today ahead of the six-day competition that will kick off tomorrow. According to the president of the Cameroon Karate Federation, Master Bertrand Ndongmo, seven countries, among them some from the CEMAC region, have confirmed their participation in the championship. The championship will take place at the Mfandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé. Harrison Ashu Tiko reports.
Cadets, junior and senior karatekas from the CEMAC zone, with the exception of Central African Republic, will take part in the Zone 4 Karate Championship. Before the hostilities begin, the delegations from the seven countries involved in the championship will this Wednesday have an elective general assembly. Afterwards, training of some referees before the real competition starts in the weekend. Cameroon will be represented by 33 athletes in the competition that is also a qualifying tournament for the African Karate Championship to take place in Tunisia.
Des athlètes qui sont prêts à rugir pour que le peuple camerounais puisse voir de près.
The president of the Cameroon Karate Federation, Master Bertrand Ndongmo, outlines that their objective is to prove that Cameroon has the best karatekas in the region. The Zone 4 Karate Championship will run from the 10th to the 15th of July at the Fandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé.
Harrison Ashu Tiku in that report. In more sports news, the men's under 20 national football team of Cameroon begin training today at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo ahead of this year's UNIFAC tournament next September. 30 players selected by head coach of the under 20 Lions, Ivan Kenwe, will for the next 10 days be mapping out strategies that can help them come on with a team after this first phase of preparations. Ben Collins knew very well, looks at Coach Ivan Kenmoy's list and training program.
Coach Ivan Kenmoy's 30-man pre-selected list of the under 20 men's football team of Cameroon consists mainly of players playing their trade in the country. The list is dominated by players from football academies and from clubs of regional leagues. I saw some of Limbe's goalgetter, Conrad Joel Ikos, and Ivan No Nothing of Apeje Somfu are the only two players from the National Second Division League that have won the confidence of the team's coach. There are 10 from clubs of the top-tier league. Amongst them, two are from Victoria United of Limbe, Wilfred Nathan Dwala, who was at the center of controversies during the last Africa Cup of Nations in Côte d'Ivoire, and Emmanuel Morgan. There are also two players each from AS Fortuna Omfou and Young Sports Academy of Bamenda, Y Gazelle FA of Garoua, Colombe Sportif of the Ja and Lobo, PWD of Bamenda and Coton Sport of Garoua have one player each in the selection. The team's technical staff will take 10 days at the CAF Center of Excellence in Bankomo to evaluate the players during this first phase of preparation ahead of the UNIFAC tournament that will also serve as qualifiers for the next Under 20 Africa Cup of Nations.
Ben Collins, Nueberry War reporting. And before we end CRTV's afternoon edition, once again the main points. Health experts have condemned the exaggerated use of chemicals to preserve food items, which can lead to worst case scenario, like three children from the same family who died recently in Yaoundé after they consumed food that was preserved with such chemicals. Enormous material damage has been recorded following a fuel tanker that caught fire in the Efulan neighborhood yesterday, but no life was lost. Cameroon is in high spirits to host the Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship that begins tomorrow to feature cadet, junior and senior karatekas. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a Ambe. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Marlies Natasha Mbang.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. Assemblée nationale, quitus de la représentation nationale pour le projet de loi portant prorogation du mandat des députés. C'était ce mardi au cours d'une séance plénière présidée par Cavaillé Guédibril, au cours de la discussion générale devant aboutir à son adoption. Incendie dans le troisième arrondissement de la ville de Yaoundé. Un camion citerne qui transportait un liquide inflammable s'est renversé au carrefour Efulan. Les flammes se sont rapidement propagées et ont causé de nombreuses pertes matérielles. Aucune perte en vie humaine n'a été enregistrée. Une autre tragédie, c'est au village Nsili, sur la route d'Awaï, dans la Mofu et Yafamba. Trois enfants trouvent la mort en consommant du couscous avarié rempli de fongicides pour leur petit déjeuner. Une situation qui remet au bout du jour la vente à la criée des raticides et d'insecticides sans grande difficulté et même l'usage du formol pour faire mûrir ou prolonger la conservation de certains aliments. Pour l'achat et l'utilisation de ces produits, les experts recommandent de prendre des précautions nécessaires pour éviter tout désagrément. Tout autre chose, les véhicules d'occasion qui entrent en Afrique centrale tendent souvent vers la limite d'âge d'utilisation. Ils sont considérés comme première cause de pollution et des accidents de la circulation. Pour lutter contre cette importation des véhicules de seconde main non conformes, les pays membres de la sous-région Afrique centrale sont réunis à Yaoundé ce jour. On reste sur les routes. Les travaux de la route Olounou-Ovin qui relie le Cameroun au Gabon seront lancés en août prochain. Francesco Pauselli, président italien, directeur général de la société en charge de la construction de la dite route, l'a rassuré au cours de l'audience qui lui a été accordée ce jour par le ministre des Finances, Louis-Paul Motaze. Fin du condensé du 3 PM. Merci d'avoir écouté.